For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. More than 100 immigrants detained at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center have been on a hunger strike for 2 weeks. As KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, members of Congress toured the facility Monday to seek answers.
Hunger strikers say they're not getting proper medical care, decent living conditions, or edible food. Judy Chu is the Democratic Congresswoman from Pasadena. She says detainees handed Congress members a petition with over 150 signatures supporting the strike. Chu says detainees told them they're miserable.
The food is not fit for anybody. The water is in these big jugs, and oftentimes the water is brown or has hair in it.
Eva Huerta's husband, Luis Padilla, is among the hunger strikers inside. Padilla was arrested last September in Chino and has been at Adelanto since. Huerta says Padilla told her guards are trying to discourage hunger strikers by making threats.
Todo el tiempo los están parando de cosas.
Huerta says in Spanish that guards insult her husband and detainees all the time. She says detainees struggle with hunger because of the poor food.
Eso es lo que está pasando ahí.
DHS denies that a hunger strike is taking place at Adelanto. GEO Group did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Adelanto.
Today is California's primary election, and as of Monday, around 15% of voters had already returned their ballots. Numbers from the voter data firm Political Data Incorporated shows Democrats have been more likely to hold on to their ballots until the final days before the election. PDI Vice President Paul Mitchell says that's likely because Democrats were waiting for a frontrunner to emerge before voting to avoid a scenario where two Republicans advance to the general. Polls earlier this year showed both major Republican candidates pulling ahead of Democrats.
And so by putting light on this fear, it created an environment where Democrats understood that they needed to consolidate behind some leading Democrats, and they have.
Mitchell says the chance of a runoff with two Republican candidates is very slim. Voters have until 8 p.m. today to cast their ballots. More than 50,000 people had to evacuate Orange County last weekend because a tank at an aerospace plant in the city, Garden Grove, was at risk of exploding. Now, a new report from our partner, CalMatters, has found the chemical that could have triggered that explosion may fall outside California's toughest safety rules. CalMatters' Mary Franklin Harvin has the details.
Methylmethacrylate is used to make hard, clear plastics like aircraft windows. When it overheats, it reacts to itself, building pressure that can rupture a tank. The chemical is not regulated under the US EPA's risk management program or California's parallel system. That could mean the damaged tank was overseen under an alternate hazardous materials program, which would leave regulators with fewer tools to manage its storage. Facilities housing methylmethacrylate may also be left out of community emergency planning. That's because the substance isn't regulated under federal and state accident prevention programs either. That could leave nearby residents without information about the risks they face or how officials would respond in the event of a catastrophe.
Mary Franklin Harvin with our California news partner, CalMatters. A federal report shows a decrease in homelessness in California and nationwide last year, marking the first drop since 2016. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development released the data, which reveals a 2.8% decrease in California and a 3.3% decrease nationwide. Activists challenged the Trump administration's policies, attributing the decline to funding under former President Joe Biden. The administration, however, downplays the decrease, focusing on a 27% increase since 2013. The report's release was delayed by 5 months and has sparked debate over policies like Housing First and immigration's impact on homelessness. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.